This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our very only Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Good to see you this morning. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Allahi barakatuh. I'm very well. Thank you for asking, sister.
Fabulous. And we're going to be learning more about journey through the Quran. So, what are we going to be talking about today?
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ba'd. As for all of our meetings, we've gathered together kind of discussing the Quran. And of course, any discussion that returns us to the Book of Allah, to the tradition and the way of life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to developing a mindset of empathy, compassion, and of a merciful stance in our ethics and morality, is something that is to be celebrated. And as we gather once again with our journey of the Quran, looking in particular through Surah Al-Baqarah, we're delving into, I guess, the secrets that are open for display. I have a program that I like to discuss usually about the secrets of the Quran that are laid bare. Many of us, we kind of look at the Quran as something that is just for the scholarly caste or set. You know, unless I know Arabic or unless I've really, you know, really had a really keen interest in the Quran, I'm not going to be able to access it. I just have to hear about it from the second, third, or fourth narrative or person. And of course, the answer to that is no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks to you and I directly in the Quran. And this is something that is set very early on in the narrative of the Quran. In the first chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to you and I as individuals, invites us to invoke Him with dua that's very personable for our worldly life and its adjustment and for our eternal state and being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to ask and to search for guidance, that it's a personal mission, it's a personal journey, it's a personal effort that I am the one who instigates it, going out and wanting betterment for myself, my family, my community, my society, and my people. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim leads us to then opening the second page, the third page, the fourth page, and the idea of the Quran being called the recital, the thing that is recited often. So the word qara'a, it comes from three important linguistic meanings. The first is that it's habitual. Qura' means to come back to something on a regular visited basis. And for example, the woman's menstrual cycle, which in regular language is referred to as the period, meaning the period of time it normally comes. In Arabic, it's called al-qura', thalathata qura', right? That's the language of the Quran. So the Quran is meant to be regularly visited. The second linguistic meaning of the word Quran means to read something that is a benefit to oneself, but for others to engage with it. So qara' al-Quran, to recite the Quran, doesn't mean recited it only for themselves. It's meant to be recited as in a recital aloud and shared with others. The third important context of the Quran, that it is meant to be something that is shared, not just in the capacity that we're able, but even to those who we are not sure could benefit from it. And therefore you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet to begin with his household, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, you know, begin with your family, with your household, those who live with you. أَنذِرْ أُمَّ الْقُرَى, the second stage is notify the people of Mecca, أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, and what surrounds you in your society. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلْنَاسِ كَافَ, and then finally, share this with humanity in their entirety, O Muhammad, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The important lessons that we take from this contextualization is that the Quran wants us to open it. Allah demands of us, as a consequence of our faith, to be regular visitors with Him. So Allah uses those terms that are very familiar to us, in particular in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah uses the word Ya Ayyuhan Nas and Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Now those two statements are really familiar. O mankind, O humanity, And ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have accepted faith, or O you who claim to be believers, O you who have attended to faith in your heart and in your being. The first statement, ya ayyuha an-nas, is a statement that was used for the very first 13 years of the message of the Prophet ﷺ. For the early 13 years, the Meccan generation, where most of Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed, Allah would refer to humanity rather than to believers, because it takes time to formulate, to consolidate, to maintain, to perfect, to ascend to faith. So Allah says, O mankind, these are the instructions. And Allah would speak about the Day of Judgment, about heaven, about hell, about right and wrong, good and bad, without specifying particular laws. And then the narrative changes slightly. Allah now begins to refer to believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Not just, O humanity, but amongst humanity, there is this select group of people. May Allah make you and I of them. Those who have attained faith and want to do better, want to learn more, want to practice better. So Allah invites us. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he was discussing Surah Al-Baqarah, he said at the first verse where Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, he stopped. And he said to his students, this is one of the greatest explainers of the Quran from the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, when you hear it, asghis sam', give it your full, undivided, unaltered, unadulterated attention. فَإِنَّكَ سَتُؤْمَرُ بِأَمْرُ أَوْ تُنْهَى بِنَهْ. Allah is about to speak directly to you as a believer. Allah is about to command you to do something good, or Allah is going to forbid you something that is better for you, because it contains in it that which is a ruin for this life and the next life. So Allah speaks to us. And the aim of this discussion, the aim of Allah conversing and giving us this narrative and giving us the testament and giving us the prophecy, giving us the bushra, the glad tidings, giving us the warning of the Quran, is so that there will be no grief for the believers on the Day of Judgment, because they did what they were ordered. And there will be no fear for the believers, because they followed the letter of what they were instructed. And that it will teach them that complete submission to Allah is attainable if you understand that Islam and submission to Allah does not necessarily need to be a burden. Rather, it is an enlightenment and lightening our burden from making choices that would lead us to direct disaster. Allah's chosen for me what I eat, what I don't, what I consume, what I don't, what I can invest in, what I can't, what I can wear, what I'm forbidden from. Allah's made so many important decisions that are to declutter my life, that I stand upon a straight path that is easy to follow if my heart, my soul, and my mind seek that purity in that purpose. Those lessons become really important. That Allah wants you not to have grief, not to have difficulty. Allah says, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha. This Quran was not revealed to put a burden and distress and hardship upon you. It was only intended to be a reminder for those whose hearts have a conscious awareness of their duty to themselves, their community, and ultimately to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mission, as we journey through the Quran, is to come to navigate ourselves from being just one of the many in humanity to entering into faith. Udkhulu fi s-silmi kaffa. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, enter into faithful submission, into faithful iman, kaffa, wholeheartedly. There isn't a look back. There isn't a half step. There isn't an in between. There isn't a sitting on the fence. There is a commitment to there being an eternal life that I pursue without bringing ruin and distress to this worldly life, while at the same time I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous and consuming with His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we journey through Surah Al-Baqarah, we come to see that this becomes the overarching glue of the surah, that if you maintain your obedience. If you are from those, as Allah ends the chapter by saying, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we hear the command of God and therefore we obey, then you become from those who are مُفْلِحُونَ, those who have attained to success through their endeavor, through their hard work, through their determination, through their submission, through their leaning their heart towards what is instructed and actively working to turn it away from what is prohibited, that a person finds in themselves the capacity to want Allah more than they want what they desire in their heart out of vanity and vainglory. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to enlighten us with the message of the Quran. As a final note, in closing this particular discussion, I look forward to meeting you, inshallah, next week, where I'll be in Masjid al-Aqsa, inshallah. It is my intention to pay a visit to the blessed lands, the holy lands, and inshallah to join you live from there, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala. May Allah allow us to have that honor. Allahumma ameen. What I do want to leave you with as a final message, dear sister Catherine, please forgive me for interrupting you, is
carry on. I was just so in awe of you talking about that you will be in Al-Aqsa Mosque, inshallah. So thank you. Please carry on and tell us.
The ending of this segment that I wanted to leave you with is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, a really short but impactful statement. He warns us of being like the nations who came before us, where he says that they spoke a word, مَا لَا تَعْمَلُونَ, مَا لَا تَعْمَلُونَ, that they did not put into practice. So one of the direct warnings that Allah gives us is to be from those who are acquainted with the Quran, acquainted with its word, acquainted with its sound, acquainted with its reading, acquainted with lessons about it, but are reluctant to enact it in our life. And I think where I stumble, where I find difficulty, and that for my family, is just trying to put into practice what it is that I have come to learn and accept as being the truth. And that's why the Prophet would invoke Allah. He would make dua to Allah. He would say, Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, bless us, bless me with knowledge that is beneficial, meaning that is practiced, that is enacted, that it is something that brings a change to my mindset, to my actions, to my words, even to the very intentions of my heart. Allahumma ameen.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much, Sheikh. That was absolutely wonderful. And we absolutely can't wait to hear you speak from Masjid Al-Aqsa next week, inshallah. I shall certainly be looking forward to that. And to talk to us about today about, you know, the Quran and how that personal Allah brings us in through a personal, very personal way to, and invites us in to study the Quran. And it's not just for scholars, it's not just for sheikhs, it is for everybody. And he addresses us in a very personal way. And we aren't, yes, it's very important to be a mum, a daughter, a sister, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, believers. He addresses us as believers. So we have another purpose, and we have something, a very deep purpose in our life, and I absolutely love that. And it really, really does encourage me to want to study more about the Quran and learn more about the Quran. So thank you so much for talking to us about that today, the journey through the Quran, through especially through Al-Baqarah as well, and inshallah to carry on next week. Sheikh, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Allah, you're better people. Thank you for having me. I will be the one answering the Islamic Q&A at the top of the hour at noon London time. I hope to see you then, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Now, mashallah, that is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, it was very poignant what Sheikh was saying, because when he does talk about